Hey, welcome back, Wawa Land. Once again, we've got another live in studio guest. Look at us this morning, producer Josh. Good thing I am wearing a dress and look halfway decent. Pat Miller from the Pat Miller Program. He's with us. Speaking of being dressed, I see you're wearing your Honor Flight polo because you were out there this morning to send him off.
I was. Believe it or not, this is only the second time I've ever worn this shirt.
What?
Yep. They made me an honorary member of the Honor Flight Board about 7 years ago, and so it says Team Wowo, mm-hmm. You know, on my shirt.
I see that.
But I wore it today. My news guy, Ian the Newsnator Randall, he's on this flight, and he was out there. He's so excited. It's funny to see him. You know, the Honor Flight's kind of captivating.
Yeah.
And he's
kind of
totally different than he is around here. And to watch him gingerly and tenderly and respectfully take care of his veteran, mm-hmm. It was very, very cool. But this is the first time we're able to go out and to welcome them home. First of all, we had 2 years where there were no flights because of COVID. And then last year, they restarted the flights. But because of all the construction at the airport, we couldn't go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can. But here's how it works. People need to get there at about 8:15. The flight is going to get home at about 9. It took off. I could not believe how fast they loaded and took off today. They do it totally different than back when you and I did it. And it was like a machine.
Oh, wow.
It was unbelievable.
Which these flights do run. I mean, they're really well-oiled machines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but the flight actually took off at 7:20. Their goal is to be in the air by 7:40. So they took off 20 minutes early. Beautiful day, beautiful flight. They'll have weather like this all the way to D.C. And then they're going to go through the whole day. And then they'll be reloading at the airport in D.C. tonight and then come back home. And their goal is to be here at 9. I think they're going to hit it. So people, if they want to welcome them back, and you've got to come welcome them back, you need to be at the airport at 8:15. Go into the long-term parking, not short. Go long-term parking. Because when you leave the parking tonight, when you tell them you were there for Honor Flight, no charge for the parking.
Nice.
Which is amazing. And then they're taking everybody. When you and the last flights you and I did, when the people would come in off the plane and were walking down through that gauntlet mm-hmm. of people in front of the ticket counter.
It's so amazing.
We would turn and go out that door about halfway down.
Yeah.
Well, we're not now because they're doing some work outside. So we're taking it all
like
the way.
Like one big long
all the way
tunnel
to the
of
end,
people.
And then they'll turn, and when they get outside, they're on the sidewalk right there in front of the airport, and that's where the buses are, and they'll load the buses, and they'll take them back to their cars over at the 122nd. So it's really, really, really cool. I'm kind of jazzed just because it's first time I've been around an Honor Flight for a while.
How many folks would you like to see be out there tonight, Pat? Because in years past, we've had thousands for these welcome home parties.
I would love 2,500 minimum.
Okay. 2,500. Minimum.
Yeah.
People.
And look, and we've seen this before. You've seen it before. Take your kids with you, even your little ones, your four-year-olds, your five-year-olds. It's astounding. I will never forget a flight that I wasn't on, but I was at the airport like tonight, and there was this family, and they had a little boy and a little girl, and he was like 7 and she was like 5. And as the guys started to come down the gauntlet and she looked down and she saw them, she goes, "Daddy, who are these people?" And he said, "Honey, these are heroes who have fought so we can be where we are and have our country." And she started stepping out in front of every veteran with her little 5-year-old hand and thanking them for their service to our country. I was bawling like a baby.
Yeah, you know, with that welcome home party, I mean, I find the whole Honor Flight, the whole day to be kind of a really emotional thing.
Yep.
But that welcome home party is next level.
Yep.
And you made this point. We had you on earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, and I think it's important to emphasize it again. A lot of the veterans on this flight today are Vietnam veterans.
Never had a welcome home.
And they never
home.
Had this welcome home party.
These are the guys that were at war as I was finishing high school. I got out of high school in 72. Vietnam shut down in 73.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came back, people hated the war. I hated the war. I didn't understand why we were there. We didn't need to be there, mm-hmm. but we were. Started under a Democrat, continued under a Republican, and we just kept fighting this stupid war, and people were being killed all the time. Well, people hated the war. So somehow, and this is crazy to me, they took it out on the people that fought the war when they got home. And Kayla, they were there. There was a draft then. The draft didn't go away until a year after the war ended. And so they didn't raise their hand like some guys do now.
Pick me. Pick me. Yeah.
Which guys do now. And I thank them for that. Send me to the Gulf. Mm-hmm. I want to fight that war. Send me to go get the guys that knocked down our buildings. You know, that is amazing. But that's not to diminish guys that went because they were drafted. The guys that were drafted for World War II, they came home to ticker tape parades, you know, and the famous pictures of the Marine bending over the girl and kissing her in Times Square.
I saw it at Pearl Harbor.
The Vietnam vets got none of that. So they're getting a lot of those guys. There's 41 of them on this flight, and those 41 are getting their first welcome home and their first thanks for their service to our country.
That's why we need to pack the airport tonight. Fort Wayne International Airport. Yep. Pat, you recommend that being there at 8:15 and parking in long-term parking.
Long-term.
Tell them you were there for the honor flight and you will not get charged, correct?
That's it.
All right, we'll see you there. That's Pat Miller, host of the Pat Miller Program, joining us here on Wobble.
Podcasts by Federated Media.